You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 132. And today I'm going to take you behind the scenes of some of my biggest launches, the most successful ones, and the biggest failures to help you unlock the code to doing a launch that you love. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here, profit amplifier to thought leaders and emerging experts. I thought today I'd take you behind the scenes of some of the biggest launches that I've personally had, as well as worked with clients and colleagues on, and decode a little bit about what works and what doesn't work, and how you might want to start implementing some of these strategies in your own promotional schedules so that you can actually start getting better results and avoid the burnout and exhaustion that happens when you're pushing big rocks uphill and maybe feeling a little defeated about the results, because it seems like that's been happening to a lot of people in this industry lately. I find that launches are something that you either love and your head wraps around it, or you think to yourself, wow, I can't imagine doing a launch. It feels like too much work. I don't want to have to work that hard. But yet a lot of the gems from having a targeted campaign are missed if you don't have a way to release something new that you're doing to your audience. I'm actually going to go much deeper into this entire concept in the Amplify Your Success free community. We're doing a whole series of free trainings in there right now. If you are not yet a member of this free community, while it's free, you're going to want to join me at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. We've been doing classes like the 5 keys to creating a launch you love, where I'm going to open up a little bit more about Love Your Launch Blueprint. I've invited some friends to come in and talk about some of the things they do well. And let me tell you, we are covering the gamut of what it takes to amplify your impact as a business leader and entrepreneur. I've got so many great opportunities for you to connect with other influencers and thought leaders in the group. Every month we do virtual networking party, which is so much fun. And it's a great way to meet some new people and make some connections and also showcase something cool that you've got doing. So if you are not yet a member, head on over to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. It's totally free right now. And we'll make sure you get notified of all the cool stuff that's coming your way. Now, let me start to pull the curtain back a little bit more and talk about some of the launches I've personally been involved in and what some of the keys are that you can start to use to create launches that you love. Now, remember, launch is just a word for promotional campaign. It usually means you're going to introduce something to your followers, your community, your list, the people that buy from you. But you could make this a really, really simple concept and say it's a sequence of promotional steps that help people recognize you've got something going on and you want them to pay attention. And the number one theme behind a great launch is buzz. You want to be creating buzz. You want to be creating momentum. You want to send a bunch of people to something that you're doing and get people to pay attention. Now, let me tell you what doesn't work. And I've done this, but I also see a lot of my clients do this. And usually it's a sign you're tired, you're scared, or you don't really know what you should do. And that is, you send one or two emails, maybe you do a couple of Instagram or Facebook posts, kind of announcing that you've got a new book or you're going to do this podcast or you're opening the doors to a new program, and then crickets, right? Like there's nothing happening, or you get a few dribbles. And I've been coaching entrepreneurs for almost 20 years now, and I got to tell you, I see this happen over and over and over again, where I have someone hire me to do a strategy session, or they, you know, drop into the mastermind or Own Your Bold and say, I need help getting more people to buy my stuff. And when I look at what they're doing, what they're not doing is really creating promotional campaigns that work. what they're doing is spending a lot of time and energy designing programs and getting excited about them, but not necessarily communicating well to their community that it's there and that it's open. Now, here's some times when you probably want to do a launch. You've got something brand new that you're doing, a podcast, a new book, a new offering. Think, I want to make a big splash, and it's important to create some momentum and some a bunch of traffic all at once. And you might not think with a podcast this is important, but it really is, because your first few weeks in a new podcast make a huge difference to your algorithms and ratings and rankings, and getting that momentum going can be really helpful. Basically, anything that you want to get a big burst of traction on. But you might not realize this, that if you've got something you've done before and you want to drive some sales, you can do a relaunch, or you can do a promotional strategy to get some people in the door. And so think, I want to get a bunch of eyes and new enrollments or sales or listens or whatever all at one time. There's one thing that I find works over and over and over again in every launch I've ever done, especially if you have what we call a more non-responsive list, which means you've got a lot of people following you, but they're not taking action lately. You know, list fatigue, list burnout's really common. A lot of these people are on multiple lists, so they kind of stop paying attention to you for a while. Truthfully, one of the most important things that most people lose momentum around is tapping into partners. Now, partners basically mean that instead of trying to generate all this traffic and all this momentum in your own list, your own communities, you're aligning with other people who serve your market and getting some momentum by getting them to promote for you. And there's no right way, no wrong way to do it, but there are a lot of ways you could be tapping into. I helped a friend of mine map out his launch for his Instagram product recently. You might have met him. His name is Adam Shively. He's been featured on the podcast recently. By the way, he's going to be one of our Profit Amplifier Secrets Live guests coming up soon. I have to tell you, he and I mapped out this great strategy with his partners. Now, he knew he wanted to use partners, but he wasn't quite sure how to structure, you know, using partners. And so just having someone to bounce ideas with was really helpful for him. And I think you can do three things when you tap into partners. You can basically open up more leads. Number two, you can actually get more momentum, like your buzz and your excitement will grow because other people are getting excited with you. And three, one of the things I love the most is you're not doing all the promotion work. Like literally you kind of create a kit that you give people and then they do a lot of the promotion work. Now, of course you want to incentivize them financially somehow and give them a cut, or you want to do some kind of a swap. But I think a lot of people really miss the boat and not tap into that. So if we go behind the scenes in some of my most successful launches, it's because I partnered with other people who I could never have tapped into that audience without them. And when I haven't done that, I've really noticed that the energy isn't always there. And, you know, it's again, that stagnant list thing comes up. So I'm a huge fan of partnering with other people. I always encourage people to find a way to get the energy of others and get that momentum going. Now, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this in my training in the Amplifier Success Community, because there's like four or five different ways that you can get partners to help promote and to help, you know, create that fan energy, that buzz from other people. But you want to find the right way for you. So feel free to bring your questions into the group. Ask me about your particular questions and, you know, let's create a strategy that works for you around it. Now, another thing that I learned that's one of the pillars in my Love Your Launch blueprint is that you actually cannot just send out one or two pieces of information, but you want to create what's called a buzz campaign so that the materials you send out, the things you're posting, kind of build on each other. And so if you're using partners, you would do this one way. If you're just going to do your own thing and communicate with your list, that's another thing. But think of it like, how can you layer emails that drive people to videos you're doing or calls that you're doing? how can you kind of warm them up and get them excited is part of your natural communication with them. So here's what doesn't work. This is the epic fail portion of today's conversation. Is what doesn't work is you don't talk to your list for weeks. You send an email out and go, hey, I'm going to do this promotion. I'm opening the doors to this new program. Go buy it right now. Very, very rarely works. But if you were to send a few emails out and say, tell me what your biggest question is around ABC, or I'm thinking about doing a training on this topic. You know, do you have questions? Is this something you want to hear about? Right? You start to kind of get them warmed up and curious about it. And then you go into phase two, which is, hey, I'm going to do this class on A, B, and C. You know, you want to join me? And so you would invite them in. And then you would, wave three would be, all right, the doors are open to my program, right? So you've probably seen a lot of different launches over the years where people are offering you an ebook. They're offering you like some free videos, right? It's, you got to find out what works for your audience. Now, this lends me to probably epic fail number three, which is don't just do what everybody else does because everybody else is doing it. So I was working with someone a couple years ago who was following all of these big online, like social media challenges, right? Like all these big Facebook challenges. And she decided, I'm going to do a Facebook challenge. And without coming to me first, mapped out this huge Facebook challenge with a lot of moving parts and hired someone to help her implement it. And didn't really have the strategy down, right? Didn't really think through like, all right, how's this going to lead them to my program? But got really excited about doing a challenge, which they are exciting. They're one of my best converting launches I've ever done was to do an online Facebook challenge. But the epic fail is she just emulated what someone else was doing without really reverse engineering it so that it fit what she does. And so she spent 3 months prepping and getting it ready. She spent $2,000 or $3,000 with a VA getting it all organized, and it was a fail. And she was heartbroken. Now, I was able to help her recover and kind of get her back on track. But the lesson here is don't just do what other people are doing. Unless you have really customized it to fit your audience, your promotional offer, and you're in your genius. So part of the magic of doing launches you love is you're doing the things that you do well. And you can't just do what everybody else is doing and expect to get the best results if that's not fine-tuned for your little trifecta, like the thing you do well, the audience you're meant to serve, the way they buy, right? Like you really need to understand all those components. And that's why a lot of people are doing quote-unquote launches and not getting results and feeling really frustrated because they're not really customizing it to their needs. And this brings me to the last fail point I'm going to talk about here because I don't want to talk about all the failures. I like to talk about the successes. And that is that you stop doing launches because they're not fun for you. And I know that there's a lot going on right now. People's energies are really messed up. People are exhausted. There's a lot of overwhelm. And again, I think it comes back to almost every business owner is so busy doing a lot of things, but there's not always the clarity of, am I doing the things that are catapulting results for me? And if you're not doing that, it can feel daunting. It can feel disappointing. You can start to feel a little hopeless. And I don't want you to make the decision that you're not going to do launches because they haven't worked up to now. What I would love for you to do is make the decision that you're going to start doing promotions that you love because they're tied into doing things the way you do them best. So if you shine on video, but you don't like writing emails, let's organize you a video campaign that allows you to really shine. If you like to write, but you're not too crazy about being on video, then let's find some ways to do some email campaigns that really pull people in. If you don't want to do any of that, or you don't have a list, how can we tap into other people who will help you promote? Shift the mindset. It's not where you've been up to now. It's where you can go next. That's really important. And if you want to enroll more people, you've got to stop focusing on, okay, this is hard for me, and start focusing on, how do I need to show up? How do I need to create some buzz and get people excited so that they want to enroll my programs? So let me let you in on a little behind the scenes, maybe like kind of like crack the closet open a little bit and tell you about a series of epic fails I had and then what shifted it. So I went through a period where I had some deep exhaustion and was dealing with some really challenging physical ailments that I couldn't quite figure out. And so I was kind of doing the lazy approach and going, all right, well, we'll kind of follow this formula over here and that formula over there. And I got talked into some things from some marketing people that were advising me at that time. And I was following a very well-known launch sequence, we'll just call it, that failed for me over and over and over again. And I'm like, why is this not working? I was getting frustrated. I was feeling overwhelmed by it. I was spending a lot of money and it wasn't coming together. And quite frankly, I was getting pretty disillusioned. And so I just shut it all down. I said, we're stopping all this noise. We're stopping, going to pay attention to what anybody else does. And I went back to what had worked for me to create inspired action. When people got inspired to want to work with me way, way, way back in the day. And I remembered we used to do challenges. We were doing challenges before challenges were a thing, right? Back in 2007, 2006, I would run these challenges that people loved. And I went back and I said, what's a way we could do this now, knowing that so much of the technology has changed with so many great platforms to use? And I pulled out the gems of what got people excited in the past. I restructured it with my team in a way that I felt was a little bit new. We kind of borrowed a little bit from Alina Vincent's Facebook challenge strategies, and we relaunched the Own Your Bold Challenge, which, by the way, we'll be doing again later this year live if you missed it the last two times. And I got to tell you, after having a period of stagnation and just things just crawling and feeling so slow and so like low vibration, and I was really frustrated with the results, it just went off the hook. People were excited. The energy in the Facebook group was off the hook. We had a bunch of enrollments. I had people who had been on my list for 17 years say, I'm ready to work with you. I had people go through the content and said, I can't believe you're giving this content away for free. I want this content. Like, I want to like go further with you because I want more like this. It worked. But what we did was we stopped the noise. We stopped copying what everybody's doing. We stopped like just kind of, you know, trying to figure out our place in it and went back to, what do people love and what do we love to do? And how do I get back into my magic? And we created that. I had to follow what I call inspired action. I had to trust that if I followed the inspiration, even though I didn't know how it was all going to work, that that would be a magical time. So remember, I've had clients who tried to do challenges without all the pieces and parts together, and it didn't work for them. I've had clients do other things that we've launched successfully, and they didn't have the structure in place, they didn't have the strategy figured out, and it didn't work for them. But I guarantee you, if you follow your own inspiration and you listen to the where your energy is being pulled and you do what's fun, people feel that and it creates excitement, it creates buzz, and that's actually how these exciting new strategies get born. So you might not even know what that looks like for you yet. Don't worry about it. You can come into the Amplifier Success community, dig a little bit deeper with some of the Love Your Launch pillars that I'm going to teach there. But most importantly, what I want you to think about is, what's at stake to get your stuff out in a bigger, more powerful way? Is there more financial abundance? Is it that you are on this earth to make a great impact? And you can't do that if you're a best kept secret and your light's dim because you're playing it safe? Is it, you know, it's time to really take things to the next level so you're seen by your peers as an authority and an expert? And it's like you're ready to really own that? Whatever it is, say yes and find your way to promote and launch so you love it, so it gives you energy and it inspires people to follow your work. All right. I'll be back next week with some more great interviews. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. Join me in the Amplify Your Success community. Tell me how you're going to create an epic launch that you love. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.